Chamber of Commerce backs farmworker amnesty but wants more migrants and lower wages. By Neil Monroe on November 5, 2019. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce wants Congress to loosen the wages for the migrants who will provide the nation's agricultural workforce under the Democrats' pending farmworker amnesty bill. The proposed prevailing wage levels for temporary agricultural workers should be more responsive to market needs, the business group said in an October 30 letter. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce supports the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which would take important steps to address the growing struggle of agricultural employers to meet their workforce needs. We are committed to working with members of both parties to address these and other issues to improve the bill as it proceeds through the legislative process. The pending legislation provides a gradual amnesty for the resident population of 500,000-plus illegal migrants who accept low-wage jobs at farms, meat processing slaughterhouses, and food canneries. Democrats want the amnesty to spur their political support, but any amnesty would allow the industry's labor force to take up their green cards and get jobs in urban areas. So the bill creates a replacement workforce by streamlining the unlimited inflow of H-2A visa workers and by capping the wages paid to those imported visa workers. The migrants' wages are to be capped at state or federal minimum wages, unless unions can bargain for a better deal, or by agency officials. This arrangement between Congress and employers effectively federalizes the future agricultural workforce, and so it denies American farm workers and their children the chance to win higher wages amid normal labor shortages. The resulting flood of low-wage H-2A migrants is likely to displace the roughly 500,000 American employees who work in the agriculture sector, so further shriveling the economic health of the nation's agricultural districts. The bill acknowledges the likely damaging impact of unlimited H-2A visa workers on Americans, saying on page 64 that government officials should study the economic impact and report back to Congress. But the bill does not mandate a fix for the likely damage to wages and careers of Americans, even though it is sponsored by 20 GOP legislators and 24 Democrats. That is bad news for agriculture regions of the United States, most of which have been falling behind as Democratic-run urban districts gain in wages and wealth. In December 2018, Breitbart News reported, elite zip codes added more business establishments during President Barack Obama's economic recovery between 2012 and 2016 than the entire bottom 80% of zip codes combined. For instance, while more than 180,000 businesses have been added to rich zip codes, the country's bottom tier has lost more than 13,000 businesses even after the economic recovery. Advocates for the bill say they negotiated the text with employers and with a labor union that wants to legalize roughly 500,000 illegal workers and also to import more migrants. The press release said, "When I speak to farmers and ranchers across the country, labor is often their number one concern. Our nation's agriculture industry is diverse and flourishing, but producers are in desperate need of a legal and reliable workforce," said Washington GOP Rep. Dan Newhouse. "As a third-generation farmer, I understand the invaluable contributions made by farm workers to American agriculture, and we must modernize our guest worker program to work for farmers, ranchers, and farm workers in the 21st century. The success of our farmers, growers, and producers is essential not only for our economy but for our national security. For far too long, we've suffered from a broken H-2A system, making it difficult for farmers to hire the workforce necessary to provide to the American people," said Florida GOP Rep. Diaz-Balart. After months of negotiations, the UFW and UFW Foundation are enthusiastic about passing legislation that honors all farm workers who feed America by creating a way for undocumented workers to apply for legal status and a roadmap to earn citizenship in the future without compromising farm workers' existing wages and legal protections, said Arturo S. Rodriguez, President Emeritus of United Farm Workers and spokesperson of UFW Foundation. The 20 GOP sponsors include several of the most business-friendly GOP leaders and several former GOP leaders in the House. In contrast, the population of roughly 500,000 American agriculture workers, including many ex-immigrants, are likely to gain if the amnesty bill crashes. They will gain because agriculture companies will be pressured to raise their wages and to equip them with expensive, high productivity, labor-saving machinery. Just as non-farm workers are now gaining from company investment in technology. This automation trend is now accelerating as farms buy machines and companies develop new technologies to offset the farmers' rising payroll costs. For example, a tweet from the United Farm Workers Union shows farm workers in New York picking up cabbages and throwing them into a container at the front of a tractor. In contrast, YouTube provides multiple videos of farms using European-developed machines to accomplish the same task in much less time. For example, a farm in California's Salinas Valley is using a Danish-built machine to accelerate the cabbage harvest. In fact, on October 21, the Chamber touted the value of American-made, labor-saving machinery for African farm workers. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, with support from members such as Bayer, John Deere, and IBM, showcased the impact of technology on agriculture supply chains in Africa. To highlight developments with precision agriculture technology, representatives from John Deere discussed how their company is finding innovative ways to help farmers manage their equipment and crop data to improve profitability. The relevance of emerging technologies cannot be emphasized enough when it comes to agriculture in 21st century Africa. New technologies are changing the face of Africa's agriculture value chains. For example, developments in seed technology, precision agriculture, and mobile financing apps are expanding opportunities for countless families and farmers across the 54 countries that make up Africa. Technology such as John Deere's ExactApply solutions allows for better weed and pest control, promoting crop growth. The Chamber's letter also said it also has concerns about the bill's requirement that agriculture companies use the free E-Verify service to ensure the legality of job applicants. The transition period for agricultural employers to utilize the E-Verify system should be extended in order for employers to better adjust to the new compliance burdens being foisted upon them. The E-Verify rule was added to the bill to give a talking point for House legislators who face opposition to the amnesty. But the E-Verify rule makes little difference because it only covers hiring in the agriculture sector, not hiring by the urban restaurants, warehouses, and retail stores that employ most of the nation's population of illegal aliens.